Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray and Brad Williams for the About Last Night podcast.
And we had the hilarious Pete Davidson on
today. Yeah, Pete Davidson. And maybe the youngest comedian, maybe the youngest person I'm friends with that I also smoke pot with.
Right, and but you don't feel guilty about it. You feel cool because he's just a good dude.
He's a great dude, and he's a very, you know, he's 20 years old, and that comes across sometimes.
We found that out during the podcast.
Yeah, not because he's immature, but because when I referenced the movie Willow, he goes, "What is that?"
Willow Smith.
He goes, "Willow Smith." What a great moment.
That was a true wake-up call for that. We're getting older, Adam.
Yeah.
Ray.
Oh, God.
The kids may not know our DuckTales references.
Oh, it's usually on a date when you're like, oh, yeah. And then it's like, you know, it's like when You've Got Mail came out. What's that? You know, Tom Hanks. Who? Forrest Gump. What did you call me? Oh, God. Oh, God. Abort. Abort.
Abort.
Pete Davidson is one of the fastest rising comics in the game.
Yep.
And you'll find out why after this episode, and also when you Google him and see his stand-up comedy.
But and one of the reasons why Pete Davidson was able to, he'll be funny, and he made such a good impression on people.
Yeah.
And now maybe you have a small business, and maybe you want to make a good impression on people.
God.
You want to know how you would do that, Adam Ray? You would go to MyMetalBusinessCard.com. That's right. My high school buddy Craig started this company. It's a company that gives you a metal business card, not some normal paper flimsy piece of shit. No, this is your logo in metal, solid stainless steel. That's what I'm talking about.
What if I have a business where paraplegics serve senior citizens snow cones?
Then guess what? You can put that onto a metal business card. For a little extra, you can even etch a sketch of some guy serving snow cones to that elderly person.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Just go to MyMetalBusinessCard.com. You get the first color for free. You can get additional colors for additional charges. Great rates. You mentioned the About Last Night podcast. They will give you a discount. It's a great company. We've been hyping it. You guys have been buying it, and we love you for it. Continue to support this company so they can continue to support our podcast. That's MyMetalBusinessCard.com.
That's great. Adam is going to follow him on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. Adam will be.
I'm doing the podcast with a Muppet.
I don't know what voice that is, but I really like doing it.
I kind of like it too.
Adam will be at the Lake Tahoe Improv July 2nd to July 6th. Go see him, get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com. Also, pick up Pop Tart Suicide, his new album, on AdamRayTV.com. Or go to AboutLastNightPodcast.com. Click on the Amazon banner and get the CDs for that. Get all the episodes of About Last Night Podcast on the website, or Stitcher or iTunes, and subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes. Brad, where are you going to be traveling to?
Oh, my God. A great part in my soul after hearing that voice. I'm going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, July 3rd. Come out and see me there. That's my first gig after I get back from the World Cup in Brazil. I'll be talking about how I maybe got back alive. I hopefully got back alive.
Oh, God.
Buy tickets for that.
Oh, God.
Denver, Colorado. I'm coming to the Comedy Works. The Comedy Works South Club. I will be there July 10th to the 13th. And Fort Worth, Texas. I'm coming there July 17th through the 18th. I'll be at Hyenas. And then follow me on Twitter at Funny Brad. And for all of my tour dates, go to BradWilliamsComedy.com. Hey, strange Muppet voice. What's up?
Hey, well, that's all the info. Those are the tour dates. Those are the Twitter handles. That's the business card information. Follow us on Twitter. Rate and subscribe to podcasts. But for now, sit back and listen to this amazing, hilarious episode of the About Last Night podcast
with Pete Davidson.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. It's about last night.
Young buck.
That's so mocking. That's such a 65-year-old dad thing.
MTV fucked me. I taped something from like a year ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to just be like following around a comic or whatever. And they were like,
please tell me that was the name of the show. Just Fall Around a Comic or whatever.
It was called,
this year, after Jersey Shore, Fall Around a Comic or whatever.
So, like, they like, to promo me, they were like, comedic kid.
Oh.
And I was like,
I was like, no. I mean, because
the deal is, like,
some people go to high school.
He's the Frankie Muniz of comedy.
Some people go to college. Pete Davidson, comedic kid. And I was like, ugh.
Comedic kid.
That sounds like a draft.
I just
Adam Sandler movie that he threw out.
I fucking just visualized every comic I respect hating me forever. Like that's what I pictured.
Just saying, who's this comedic kid?
Just like, well, yeah, it really hurt my feelings.
Well, I mean,
you're 20.
You're 20.
I'm not a kid. I'm a young man.
I forget
a young
that
man
about you
coming
too.
Into adulthood. I'm a lifetime feel good movie.
I shave now, you guys.
Hey,
you know? That's what we're clapping.
I've had like 6 pregnancy scares.
Yeah,
that's about right. 20?
I've almost had an STD. It was a UTI. You know, I'm doing.
Oh,
things.
There you go.
I'm a man.
Dude, that's a solid 20-year-old resume.
That's good.
Like if you were gonna...
based on your 20-year-old resume should be like is the number of times you've been scared about your dick.
Oh,
or something your dick did.
Every day I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, you know what? This is a really unique opportunity because most of our guests are at least 30 and up.
Yeah.
And so this is you're really giving us an insight. You know, let's just start from the bottom. What's the go-to Bieber hit in the club right now?
Oh, the go-to Bieber has an issue. I love Justin Bieber. Can I just say that?
For real?
Yeah, he's doing what I would do if I was him.
I like that. Yeah.
Being a douche?
Here's the thing, too.
Totally.
And
hanging out with rappers, fucking girls.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Brazilian hookers.
Taking pictures all high with my friends that I pay to be my friends.
Yo, making racist jokes.
Yeah, dude. And that was, you know why?
What do you think about
Here's
that?
Why 15. I was mad. I was really mad because it was just the worst joke ever.
Like, not that, even that
that's why I was mad.
I was just like, he could do so much better
right.
than that.
There's so many great other racist jokes that use the N-word.
Yeah, I know. And the great thing about it was that was 5 years ago. So, like, now he just, like, all he does is hang out with black people. So,
right.
Like, they're all probably like, Justin crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not even. They don't even care.
Crazy.
Like, hey, yo, Viva, yo, you were crazy back then, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he goes, I know, yo. I know, yo, I was tripping. I was tripping, right? You guys still like me?
Hilarious.
But what the fuck is Lil Za or Lil Twist gonna do? Like, yo, man, we can't be friends anymore.
No,
I'm gonna get my shit.
He pays
move
their
out
bills.
Of the mansion.
They're
yeah,
just like, call me one if you ever feel like you need to call so that the whole world doesn't know. Bieber's like, just, you know, call me one.
Get it out on me.
Yeah, get it out on me.
He's got a punching bag, black guy.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Dude, he's that rich, though. Where
no,
he
he's
just,
that rich. He
and that's,
the,
that's the level of craziness when your entourage is comprised of people that are there just for the sake of, like, you need to get out of racist rant. Yo, call up Jerome.
You know you have money when, like, you get caught with coke and Molly and everything, and your friend is just like, oh, yeah, that's mine.
And he just dies on the grenade.
Yeah,
he doesn't even think
about
it.
He's like, Justin was, you know, petting some kids from Africa, and I was just at his house doing
hilarious,
drugs.
Which is also a little bit shady.
Yeah.
Just petting some
just
African
petting
kids.
Them?
Yeah. Maybe there's a different adjective there, Pete.
Sorry about that.
Hey, once you hit 21, you'll know there's other words
I just
out
said
there
what Bieber
describe.
Would say if people, like, were like, you're a bad person. He's like, I was petting kids in Africa.
Do you
forget you're 20? Like, he's 20.
Also, he's not. You forget, too, that, like, to be that famous and that rich that quick, what percentage of the world knows what that's like?
Yeah,
to be able to step on, to look at it and judge. It's like Michael Jackson probably know, like,
but Jaleel White and, off, like, the son of a sultan. That's about
what
it.
What pisses me off is I do worse shit than that.
Yeah.
And, like, the only reason why nobody sees it is because nobody knows who I am.
Yeah.
So that's the – it's literally like he's just doing things that a 20-year-old does.
Yeah.
Like, there's things I don't do now because I've done them and then it hasn't gone very well. I'm like, you know, I've been pulled over. I've been, you know, arrested.
Right.
You've been arrested for what?
Yeah, I got out of it. I had weed. And I was with my friends. I was
Get out of this house.
Yeah.
You had weed.
I was, like, 17 and fucking – so we left school to go smoke weed, and I was with 3 people, and I had the weed and then everybody else, the cops pulled. One guy tried to run, and then the other guy just
works out.
Was being the worst. He was like, "Yo, my father not gonna let this happen." And I just sat there quietly, and I was like, "Yeah, I was like, guys, we got caught. Like, let's just like, you know, let's get this over with."
Good move.
And wow. Yeah, you know, I really did. In my head, I was like, "Fuck."
Yeah, but that's the right. That's always the right.
I was like, I just sat there. I was did everything. I told them, and you know, they let me go and arrested the other two.
You realize even at that age, it was just pot, and you're like, "This is like not that crazy."
No, I thought it was the worst thing in the world. Oh, okay. I was like one of my. I started smoking weed at like 16, 17, so this was like a big deal for me.
For sure. I got to ask because I didn't start smoking pot until I was like 19, 20, and that's like not too much older, but like a 16-year-old brain is different than a 20. Like, what are you thinking about as a stone 16-year-old?
Here's the thing. It used to be more fun. Now it's kind of like, all right. You know, like now
at 20, you're bored with weed.
Yeah, I think I smoke a little too much weed because when I was 16, I used to get
Pete, let me
so
tell you about
high.
This thing called cocaine.
I used to just be able to get so high and like everything would be awesome. Yeah, and now I'm just high and I'm like, I'm high.
You just
I'm like, oh,
you
wow.
can't even tell, maybe.
Yeah, it's just sad, you know, but I do it anyway, you know, because fuck you.
Like, what was your that's Pete Davidson. I do it anyway because fuck you.
Yeah. That's all the name of your first book, man. Do you have just a great... We ask anyone who's... Tom Segura had an amazing pot story that led to him being in a coma. Do you have any...
I don't have
a positive story. Something that, like, you know, either where you
smoke pot and woke up in Flavor Flav's house or
the
something.
Coolest thing... Who did I smoke weed with that I thought was really cool? No, I don't know. I can't just say that.
Okay.
Give us a hint. What was the name? What was the name rhyme with?
Reber.
No, I would tell everybody if I smoked weed with Justin Bieber, I would tweet it the second it happened. I would be like, "You guys, I made it. Like, it's totally fine."
For hey, sure. I tweeted it out when I got to sit on his lap.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I envy you. Dude, I love him. I really don't get he's so talented.
So are you jealous that D'Elia's like chums with him?
No, I think that's great. I think it's great that he likes comedy.
Yeah, me too.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I really don't think that kid's that bad. I really don't. He's really just, you know, he's in the spotlight.
And you just moved out here then, right?
I didn't know. I just come here when I have to. I don't want to ever live here. That's my goal.
Why do you love New York so much?
It's just for comedy. It's easy. I love where I live. I love living in Brooklyn Heights. And then I love just... The abundance of spots. Like, there's on a Monday, you can do like 6 spots.
Yeah.
You know? So
and you're in it all the places, too, right?
So that's, pretty much, yeah. So
because regardless, you, I think, unless you are Louis or somebody of that stature, coming out, you're still, even though you're coming, you know,
you have buzz, as they say,
and all that shit. So, but you still are having to get into the comedy store. You still have to put in time at
these
places.
You have to put in time out
so
here.
So that does seem a little bit off-putting to be like, oh, I have these options 6 times a night
The weather thing fucks with me.
Yeah.
Because it's so nice out. And there's no... It's like every day is like the same.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if you guys had snow once in a while...
I would love that.
It would just be a better place.
I miss snow so much. I want to inner tube so bad.
No, like sometimes you need snow.
That's a genuine like concern of mine.
Really?
I wake up going like... I can't enter tube today. I wake up and just find things to disappoint myself. And then,
speaking of Lifetime movies, Adam Ray just staring out a window, going, "I want to enter tube today."
No, but is it me or is it Fat Kid Adam from 1994?
Ooh, probably.
Fat?
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was no joke. I think I was, and I recently remembered the figure because people were like, "How fat?" Because all kids were fat. I'm like, no, all kids are kind of chubby, and not even all kids.
Yeah.
The kids who weren't like double fisting Pop Tarts. Like I was. And I don't blame myself. I blame Pop-Tarts for making them so fucking tasty.
Is that why you named your album Pop-Tart Suicide?
You got it, man.
Oh, my God. I just figured it out.
And
I always wondered. I was like, great name, but what the fuck, what the fuck does that mean? I was like, now I have to listen to it?
Yeah. I got to know why it's called Pop-Tart Suicide.
I was like, you got me there.
For sure. I was big. It was just, you know, it was... I was super active. I just fucking ate way too many snacks. And then finally my mom was like, you know, for your bar mitzvah, you can't wear sweatpants. You got to wear a suit. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I better drop some LBs.
I was really fat when I was like 3. Like,
Boo-hoo, asshole.
When I was 3, I was like 36 pounds.
Dude, that's, you guys, that's, it was so huge. Rough. All my baby pictures are so cute. Like,
what's it like being adorable your entire life, son of a bitch?
I don't know.
No, but here's the thing is, you're coming up so fast in the damn con world. Adam and I have both done separate TV shows with you.
Yeah.
You did Adam Devine's House Party
Adam
with
Devine's
Adam.
House Party.
Yes. We became best friends.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's what's great about that show too, is that Adam like brings these people together, and it was you, Brooks and I, right?
Yep.
That's a fucking great episode.
Brooks Whelan.
Yeah, Brooks is killing it too.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. And then we did Attell's Underground together.
Yes. That was a lot of fun.
Right? It was me, you, and Ari Shaffir.
Yes.
And Dave. And just being that was such a cool venue. And just the crowd, like, right on top of you. And the fans of that show, we were talking about it before. You and I both got over 1,000 Twitter followers the night it aired.
Oh, dude, it was ridiculous.
Which was Saturday night at 1 a.m.
It was so much fun. It was such a real, like, that's what comedy really kind of looks like most of the time. It's not really, like, big theaters or, like, crazy setups. It's like a shitty place in the basement.
Yeah, I love the fact that Dave hands the camera to some guy in the front row who then just holds the camera.
Very modern.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of who were your comedy at 20? I mean, you probably once you got into the stand-up world, you knew who Attell was, right?
Of course. Yeah. I was
your first taste of it?
Of comedy, I went to see a Dane Cook show. I was a big Dane Cook fan, and then I went to see him at the Garden, and then and Bill Burr opened.
And then
after Bill Burr, I stopped watching the show because it was just...
Your mind was blown.
And I was so...
You were done.
Fuck. Because it was right before Burr was going to do Let It Go when he was doing the... Oh, what are you, a fag bit?
Oh, that's such a great bit.
And he's working that out
He's working that out. And me and my cousin...
At the Garden.
Me and my cousin left the show and watched YouTube clips of him in the Garden Hall.
That's incredible.
We were like, we don't even want to fuck. We were like, who the fuck is this guy? And then
tapped out.
I tapped out. And that's when I was like, I would like to start to try to do
right.
Dude, that's a great... Dude, that's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
But you had to have had moments of like funny Pete in school and shit, right? Like how.
Oh, here's the thing. I was funny, but then I didn't know when to stop.
Ah.
So, like, I was funny in elementary school. Like, you know, everybody was like, oh, he's a fucking idiot. This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
And then we got into high school, and then, like, people were like, hey, man, like, we're trying to, like, get ready for our future. Like, can you not?
You're cock blocking our progression.
Can you stop putting tissues in your shirt pretending you have tits? We're 16 years old.
Hey, that's a good bit.
I'm trying to fuck girls here, man.
Yeah. That's so funny. You're like, we're doing SAT prep.
This is when I really realized that I was just a loser. I was sophomore year. We were doing math. It was math. And the teacher said, open up your textbooks to page 69. And I did it. I did it. I went 69.
Oh, you were a bad kid.
Nobody laughed.
Oh, and you're like, oh, this sucks.
And the teacher, I remember the teacher was like, you happy with yourself? And I was like, no.
By the way, you probably struck up a 69 memory in that teacher. She was the only one that got it, probably.
One teacher, I've only had one teacher that I thought was hot my whole entire life.
But there is always one.
There's always just
one. Mine was, and this was her actual name. This was her actual name. Her name was Miss Double D. And she was smoking hot. Man. That was her actual name.
Will not say who this teacher was because was of the story.
Ooh.
But this teacher, I was like, I think I was a freshman or I was a sophomore when I had her. And she was my English teacher.
That's the perfect time, too, because you're just starting to be like, just I'm a fucking, like, yeah. You think you're a man. You're like, yeah. I'm a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, I got an earring.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm bad. I'm a badass.
Also, that's the time when you start getting boners in math class and you have no idea why.
I wear Timberlands in June. I don't give a fuck about anything.
You probably also think, too, at some point that, like, as a student, you're like, I have a chance with this teacher.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of on the same level. The thing, you guys, when I got out of high school, she had an incident with a student.
Oh.
And I was like, she was just waiting for the right one. I was like, that was it. I was like, I knew
you
it.
Lost your chance.
I was like, because she would flirt with everybody.
Please tell me examples of how she would do this.
She would, like, flirt. She would just be like... After class, she'd be like, you were really good today in class. And I was like, and I'd be like,
wow.
That's all.
Like
that's
a girl after
sometimes.
A show being like, great set, Pete.
Yeah, she was like, your test paper's really, really great this marking period.
What
and I was
the
like,
fuck?
And I'm like, yeah. She's like, so you like my class? And I'm like,
Yeah. Please remove the CL from that word.
And then the bell would always ring, and she'd be like, well, gotta go. See you tomorrow. And I'm like,
what if she would just lean in and go, Saved by the Bell? And you were like, great show. And yeah, yeah. Also, yeah, dude, that's now, Brad, did your teacher have a dwarf fetish? Or
oh, God, I wish.
That would be hilarious.
Wouldn't that have been amazing if that's how it went down? She pulls you aside, she's like, look, I know it's wrong,
I know,
but I don't know when I'm going to be teaching one of you again.
Yeah.
I got
like, imagine she was like, I see something special, you should try comedy. And I like tried comedy and fucked the teacher and shit.
Oh my God.
I actually
great.
Didn't lose my virginity until I was 18.
So you're 18? That's pretty good.
My roommate Dave.
Hey. How are you, Dave?
Dave makes a rare appearance.
Yeah, Dave, you know what? So this is great, actually, because somebody mentioned to me, I was just in Reno doing stand-up, and they were listening to the podcast, and they're like, hey, they're like, you're going to have more of that guy Dave who makes frequent like appearances? There's been five episodes where you're just in the background, and and people are like, yeah.
It wouldn't be Dave if it were too frequent, though.
Ah, there you go. He has to keep it special.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Way to close.
Dave knows his role.
Way to close.
That's wrong.
He knows. He likes to keep it mysterious.
Okay, so
how does L.A. compare to New York in terms of, like, it's like just the weather freaks you out here, or the people different?
Staten Island, you grew up.
I grew up in Staten Island, and now I moved to Brooklyn when I was 17.
By the way, Staten Island, home to Alyssa Milano, Martin Sheen, Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And now, Pete Davidson.
Yeah, it's a big people you footsteps to fill. You know, I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
Hey, man.
I don't know how I'm ever gonna have a show with my family on I don't know how my mom's gonna carry my career for the next fucking 5 years.
She's gonna do it. Your mom is hilarious on Twitter, by the way.
My mom is hysterical. She doesn't stop. I want to punch her in the face.
You were
Brad just introduced this to me that she has a
here's the funny thing. She tweeted Jimmy Kimmel like a year ago and was like, you should have my son on your show.
Do you think that helped with why you got on there?
No, but like my big fear was that somebody tell him before and be like, by the way, this is like, and then my mom would just steal the fucking spot. Like, and
is she just doing that because she's enjoying? No,
she's genuinely enjoying this.
Yeah,
like she's just can't.
She couldn't be
it.
Prouder.
Yeah, she can't believe any of this. She's the best. But like, it's like enough. like she'll tweet all my friends. Like she tweets at like my girlfriend every day, and she's just like, hey.
How does she handle it? She's like,
my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I love her mom.
Yeah,
she's the best.
Course,
my mom's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, you can't not like my mom.
Of course.
It's just hilarious because her name on Twitter is Joe Smith because she thought she was being undercover. And then, like, everybody found out it was her, and she just she doesn't know how to change the name.
Well, she has a picture of herself with you, and you're in the background.
Yeah, and her bio.
High-fiving Nick Cannon.
Her bio's Pete Davidson's mom, LOL, and my beautiful daughter, Casey.
Like, oh, by the way, I have another kid, maybe. So we don't really like to talk about her.
Yeah, my sister's a fucking, she has a 98 average, and she was a top 10 basketball player in New York this year. And she's a junior.
Dude, WNBA for sure.
She's going pro.
She could just be a janitor and make the same money. I'm like, fucking don't, you know, like, don't follow your dreams.
Hey, do you want to do something with your life? Don't go pro ball.
Hey, you want free K-Swiss?
Is that what they get in the WNBA?
Dude, any fucking show that is not in HD, I just refuse to fucking believe in. Like, that's why any infomercials that aren't in HD and any television shows or the WNBA, like, it's just not taken seriously.
What do you watch?
What do I watch? I like, I really like Bob's Burgers right now.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
And Workaholics. I like watching Workaholics.
Shout out to Adam Devine.
He's the man. Mm-hmm. And I like Bates Motel. That shit's crazy. It's very white. Like, it's one of those shows. Because it's just a lot of murder for no reason. Like, just over-the-top drama. Because I watched it. I tried to get my black friend to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, fuck. He really said, he was like, well, fuck, we watching this, son. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I can't relate to none of this shit. Like, he's just like, he's like, they own a motel in the middle of nowhere. He's just like, there's no black bitches. There's just nothing.
How does one live out there?
Somebody like, but he loves Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's a great show.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. You know what show I think should get made? Who's your boy that you and when we kicked in New York?
Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky. What? Please retell, because I've been trying to remember what it was.
Oh.
Remember I was like, dude, I was even going to come with you guys to the apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, basically.
This is incredible.
He's still okay. Working on it. I think we're going to rehash it.
You got to, man.
It was such a good... Basically, we break into my friend. He's a 39, 40-year-old fucking... He works with numbers or something, but he does stand-up, and he's really funny.
Okay. He's a professional Sudoku player.
But he's really funny. Like, he's starting to, like, make a name for himself. His name's Danny Palmer. And so he goes out, and Ricky has his spare key. So we would do a fucking talk show at his apartment when he's gone and then fuck with his house. And then, like, so what happened in the pilot is basically we put, like, Baby Ruth on the toilet.
Nice. And, classic.
We have a voicemail of Danny going, like, I think my fucking super shit in my apartment.
Wait, what?
I think my super came in my apartment and just took a shit. Hear him yelling. He's like, is this what you do here?
I'm freaking out.
How amazing is
you
that?
Come in and take a shit, and then we have him doing a bit about it on stage.
Perfect.
And then so we did he filmed like 5 episodes, and then the finale we had him do a show, headline a show, and then at the end we played all of the videos.
How did he react to that? I didn't
know
about
this. He's the best. Laughed.
He laughed.
Yeah, he's not a dick.
That's
good. He was just like, all right, you guys got it.
But it's great that he is, throughout the process of, like, leaving those voicemails of, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, he actually buys into it.
He's flipping out. He's like, I think my super just took a shit in my bathroom. Who the fuck does that?
Wait, and didn't he confront him?
Yeah.
Ricky told me.
He confronted him, and he was like, I don't know what you got going on over here. Don't fucking take shits in my bathroom. And the super was like, what? Like, remember in Jaws when the guy was like, oh, what? Like, that's literally the kind of what. He was like, what the fuck?
Wait, who did that in Jaws?
Okay, this is my favorite scene in Jaws.
How is a 20-year-old schooling you in Jaws?
Oh, Jaws is my favorite movie.
You know, unless you're talking about Space Jam or Love and Basketball.
Is the best movie ever made if you don't watch it high. Because then you figure out all the problems with it.
Right.
Like, my main problem is the first scene when the chick gets eaten.
Yeah.
It's 4 different times of day. Like, you could clearly tell. Like, first of all, it's kind of light out.
Mm-hmm.
Then she runs on the beach, and then it's totally bright out.
Yeah.
And then she goes in the water, and it's, like, pitch black.
Oh, shit.
And I watched it high, and I was like, well, this movie sucks. Like, I was like, this
hilarious.
Fucking... But my favorite scene is the worst acted scene, I think, in the history of any great movie.
Okay.
It's the scene. Remember when they actually started doing a bit about it, but, like, they catch the shark. They think's the shark.
Mm-hmm.
When all the fat fishermen go out.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Right. So they're on the dock, and this fat guy is just the worst. He has 2 lines. Like, that's all he needs to do. Like, and it's so... He goes, what type of shark is this? And Richard Dreyfuss goes, it's a tiger shark. And then the guy goes...
It's a decent Dreyfuss,
the guy
way.
Goes, a what?
You love that part.
Wait
so
a minute.
Ruined it.
Wait a minute. I think I may have the scene.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Hold on.
A wait. What?
Gee, I don't know. I think it's from a cove.
Got a deep throat, Brad.
Yeah, but what kind? What kind of shark?
It's a tiger shark.
A what?
It's the worst fucking... Dude, the bit I've been doing is, it's like, that had to
Hold
be
on.
Like Spielberg's uncle.
Yeah.
And he's like, put me in the movie, Robbie. Come on, Uncle Rob, be in the movie.
You didn't put me in Close Encounters.
Yeah.
I told you I could do an alien voice.
I could tell. And you got to remember how mad Spielberg is because the shark's not working half the time.
Right.
So he's just like, all right, Uncle Rob, just fucking do the 2 fucking lines.
I'm playing that again. I don't give a shit.
Oh,
here we go.
So great. Please play it.
What kind of a shark is it?
I don't know. I think it's from a cove.
It's a tiger shark.
Deep throat, Brad.
Yeah, but what kind? What kind of shark?
It's a tiger shark.
A what?
Dude, the pause.
A what?
They all three.
Dude,
if you watch the scene, all 3 of them turn their heads slowly.
That ruined the movie for me. I was like, this just became the best comedy ever.
Dude, at what age did you pick that apart, man?
That was, like, dude, that was 6 months ago. I just got so high with my friend.
You know what you reminded me of? The first time I saw Jurassic Park, because I was about your age, and it blew my mind. My buddy and I, we started obsessing over the fact that this guy, we were like, he put so much money into this park, dude. and just it fucked. Like, what a gamble. And we were like, what if those eggs, by the way, like he was banking on that, like, because he was never around for any of the dinosaur conceptions. He just was right. like, here's a bunch of money. I'm an old dude who's fucking, you know, like a guy who buys a sports franchise. Like, I'm going to open a dinosaur park. Yeah, I'm a retired guy.
Make me dinosaurs, assholes.
So we were like, what if that raptor egg, remember the scene when he was like, well, look at the egg and it's opening? And he was like, we saw the baby raptor. We're like, what if that was a rat? Like, what if it was just a fucking rat?
He was just like, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
And my movie's over.
Dude. And he was just like, wait a minute. Yeah, and he'd blown all this money. And then my buddy goes, well, he'd have to rename the park. And I go, what would he call it? And fucking my butt. And we came up with, you'd have to change it to, welcome to Rat Fantastic Park.
That's the highest thing ever.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
I had a really high moment yesterday. My friend was like, I was like on my way home and he was waiting at my house. And he was like, yo, man, how long you gonna be? And I was like, it was like 6 o'clock, and I was like, I will be there at 6:30. But if I'm not, I will be there at 6:45. And my friend was so high, he was like, all right, man. I'll just wait for you here.
A what?
Brad Williams on the sound cue.
I know, right? I'm feeling like it's a professional podcast.
So yo, what was so your first taste of the road was going with Nick Cannon?
No, my first. I was when I was 16. I used to open up for the Reverend Bob Levy.
Wow!
And I used to do pizza places across the country. With
him. Oh my god!
Is that, he would sell it out too.
Is that when you started comedy? Was 16?
16.
16.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well,
remember some of your first jokes?
They were awful.
Of course.
I have so many bad jokes.
Were they like
one of them,
like one-liners?
This was my killer one.
Boy.
When I was 16. There you go. This is my big one. So I just got my driver's license, everybody. Yeah, give it up for me. And like I would say things like that too. Yeah, give it up for me, my license.
All right.
I'm officially a man.
Wow, so you were edgy, Pete.
I was awful.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so I asked my mom if I can get a car, you know, because I want a car. And then I was like,
you're fucking gremlin doing stand up. Yeah. I want a car.
And I was like, hey, Ma, can I get a car? And she'd be like, yeah, Pete, you can get a 2011 Mongoose. And I was such an idiot that I was excited. So I Googled it and I was like, Mongoose, what is this, German? This is a German car?
That was the punchline.
Wait. And then I looked it up and I go, it's a fucking bike. So apparently my mom is on. I was like, so apparently my mom is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to save a lot of money on gas, and I got pegs in the front and the back for the bitches.
For the bitches.
Yeah. That's actually, having pegs for the bitches is a funny line.
Yeah.
I let my mom help me write my fifth grade. I was running for vice president of the elementary school, and I let her help me with my speech. And no joke, this is what she told me to say, and this is what I said in front of a fucking auditorium full of kids. This is my first taste of probably live performing, too.
All right.
And I go, I mean, later that year, I played the Cowardly Lion, so, you know, I made up for it.
Yeah, things obviously got better for you.
By the way, I was a fat kid, by the way, so I used to say, this is one of my first jokes. I'm all over the place right now, by the way. But one of my first jokes was, I played the Cowardly Lion in fifth grade. It was the first time in for a couple reasons in the history of the story that the Cowardly Lion got to Oz and asked the wizard for ice cream cake. It's also the first time that the Cowardly Lion in the history of the story had tits.
There you go.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. And,
that's a good joke.
But so...
Oh.
Oh my god. Did you just have a stroke? Was that your
Cowardly
Lion?
Instead of that, he's just like, he's so hungry.
He's having breathing problems.
That was my attempt at the Cowardly Lion. It's an impression I might be able to do.
But my mom, in my speech, she goes, say this. And this is what I said. I go, if you guys vote for me, this is my closing line. I go, obviously my voice is a little bit higher. I go, if you guys vote for me, not only will we have soda every day, we'll have McDonald's and ice cream every day, too. And then I pause and go, psych. Dude, I heard one, no kid laugh. One teacher in the back goes, like fucking the one guy who's like, this fat fuck is so funny. Like he has no idea his timing right now was so brilliant. I paused.
You closed your speech
seconds,
with a psych joke.
And then I went, vote for me, and got off and probably went like, that went perfect.
Yeah, oh my god.
Fucking worst.
How great is that? And I went home like crying and telling my mom, I was like, you told me to say psych. What the fuck were you doing? And
I think
it didn't go over well.
I mean, I think Obama should do the same thing. And free health care and food for all. Psych.
And I will stop playing basketball every day and actually become president.
Whoa, shots.
Psych!
Whoa, shots fired.
No, I love Obama. I want to smoke weed with him.
Who doesn't?
He still burns?
I don't know, man. I think
here's
Obama.
The thing. Here's I the hope thing. So.
Obama is the first cool president to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's the first president.
Well, I mean, you're 20. You've seen what, three?
Yeah.
Three presidents?
Yeah, three ones that I can remember.
Yeah.
But no, I just really want to, like, hang out with him and just talk and play 2K with him. Like,
dude, right? He's got to play.
He has to play.
There's no way that guy doesn't wind down like a normal human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I
like, hope so.
Like, he's the only president I know that, like, listens to Jay-Z. Like,
how
like,
dope is that?
Yeah, isn't that so cool?
Like, yeah. He said he had Jay-Z on his iPod.
Young B. Like, just him rapping in his studio while he's signing shit. And he's just like, what is he signing? Never loved us.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Signing his bill.
You know what's so funny? For a minute, this is how little I know about politics in my head. I thought he was signing headshots.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Ray.
Obama's sitting there being like,
boo.
People want pictures. There's a bunch of kids. Who won't sign photos of me?
It's so funny.
You did another show that's extremely popular in not only your age demographic but with older people as well. Is you did Guy Code?
Yeah,
and that's like with. I can tell you're thrilled about it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, man, it was great.
Well, you know what's crazy about it? When I first our mutual friend Jessica May Peluso, when I first met her, she was like, "Yeah, I'm on this show called Girl Code." I go, "Cool." She goes, "Yeah, it's like." My Twitter followers went bananas, and I first met her, and she's like, "Oh," and I was like, "Oh, really?" And I'm thinking, like, "Oh, okay, she's probably got like 10,000." I go on there, like fucking 500. I mean,
you want to know the difference between Guy Code and Girl Code?
Yeah. Sure, fair way.
People watch Girl Code.
500,000 to 30,000.
That's still a lot, though.
Still a lot.
Yeah.
But not really.
But not
really. Still cool if you're 20.
Yeah.
Your fans are so young, though, right?
That's the thing, man. It's like it was cool. It's a cool show. It's really funny.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It actually, because everybody on the show is funny.
Yep.
And so is Girl Code. But the thing is, like, when you do stand up and you have 12-year-old people coming out and they don't know anything, like they don't know how to laugh at stuff,
right?
Because I'm not being like, "You guys eat ice cream? You guys like ice cream? What if I put an ice cream cone in my dickhole?" Like, that's hilarious when you're 12.
Like, I feel bad that I laughed at that now.
It's like, that's pretty funny. Can I use that?
Can I use that?
Yeah, no, yeah.
But like, you know, they don't get it.
Right.
So it's like really awkward. And then after the show, they'll be like, "Hey, can we take a picture?" And I'm like, "But you didn't like me."
It's like, no, we liked you. We were just staring at you
for an hour.
It's
very weird. And I appreciate it and stuff. It's just like hard to do. It's hard to do what I want to do. Like, you know, I say cunt. Like,
yeah, you can't.
I'm edgy. Sorry. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, so you were saying these 15-year-olds, like a mom tried to solicit her daughter
to you. This is why I really hated it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what made me angry was I had after shows. This girl came up to me with her parents. This was like a year ago. And she was like, "Hey." And I was like, "Hey," just being, you know.
Yeah, you're being friendly.
I don't really try to, you know, fuck them. I feel uncomfortable because, like, I don't know. I just, after Roethlisberger, I'm like, I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm just like, I'm never, ever going to fucking.
So instead of after, like.
Yeah, I just say, time, hey, like, I'd be nice, you know.
Time started over for you. Instead of A-D, it's A-B.
Yeah.
A-R after Roethlisberger. You're just like, I can't do that shit
anymore.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't. You know, if he's getting caught, what's going to happen to me? So
right.
I was like, But she was like, "Hey," and then her parents came up to me and was like, "Hey, you like my daughter?" And I'm like,
oh.
"Yeah, she's really cool. Like, thank you so much for coming out of the show."
She's,
yeah.
she's really cool in a far out kind of way.
Yeah, and then she goes, they go, "She just turned 18, very prime." And I was like,
"Oh,
whoa." She was like,
mom?
Yeah, you should take her out on a date. And I was like, no. And
she's
and
just like a steak, ready to be fucked. Like, okay, well, that doesn't make sense. The prime thing made sense, but
put that ribeye bone on your dick. Like,
hey, Mom, you're not very discreet with your metaphors.
Yeah. What was fucked up was the dad.
She's just like a pussy waiting to have a dick in it. All right, Mom. Like, that's not even. I get what you're saying.
Right.
Not exactly.
Okay,
so.
You like puss?
Yes.
You like young girls?
Jesus.
Legal young. No, but here's why I took her number. It's because the dad kept fucking like, "You going to take my daughter's number? Huh?"
And see, that's when you know it's okay.
Yeah, no, but like, no, I,
but
well,
that's
not that it
creepy.
Was okay. I was scared that if I didn't, that
he was setting you up.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he's like, you take my daughter's number down. You take it now, right now. Take
Jesus,
it down.
Man.
And I'm like, all right.
You were dating the daughter of Tony Danza? Yeah. What happened here?
Hey, you want to fuck my daughter?
Whoa, by the way.
Wait, can we get dueling dances going on?
Dueling dances.
Hey, you want to? All right, so it's Danza pitching his daughter.
Hey, you like pussy over this?
Yeah. Somebody told me that you were a fan of cunnilingus. So I think if you would put your face in the vicinity of her vagina and then open your mouth and wiggle your tongue around like you were trying to lick the end of a mint chocolate chip blizzard off of the cup. Because you know sometimes the blizzards skip outside the cups. That's a problem with Dairy Queen. You know, when I was 15, I used to work at an ice cream shop in upstate New York. It was called Domino's. It was a combination of Domino's and Oreos. Anyway, that place closed down in 98 because the guy who opened it turned out he raped a goat in Vietnam. I'm getting off track here. Buy Tony Danza's exercise bikes at www.danzabikes.com.
Do you want to fuck my daughter?
That has been Dueling Danza's on About Last Night Masterpiece.
But
Theater.
I'm not finished.
If we had the wah right now.
What?
I could get it back.
My daughter, she just turned 18.
All right, so you said no to this proposal.
I was like, no. I was like, all right, I'll take a number and I'll say thank you for coming to the show. That's it. Never texted her. Mm-hmm. About a week later, I start getting. I wake up, and it was one of those weed hangovers. So I was already in a bad mood. You know, like you're just like, ugh.
Of course, you so, wake up with like Doritos.
Doritos, just... you got to shit so bad, like you literally shit out everything,
and you're not high anymore.
You're not high, but yeah. You're like,
but you got to go through
you're
it.
Groggy,
yeah,
you know,
groggy is. An underrated state
the
of mind.
Worst. Dude.
People don't talk about being groggy enough.
Dude, it's like driving in the fog. You're like, what the fuck's going on? You're like, why is it like that?
Mm-hmm. That's you a know? Great metaphor.
No, it's, yeah. Yeah, it's like driving in the fog, like bad fog.
All right. So a week later.
A week later, I get a bunch of tweets. Hey, man, didn't know Pete Davidson fucked a bunch of 15-year-olds.
Whoops-a-daisy.
And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, this girl
you were
is
like,
saying
what?
That you guys are talking and you guys are going to go on a date. Didn't know you got down like that. And then, and when somebody says it like that, it yeah. really makes you even more angry.
Of course.
It's like, oh, you didn't know you did it like that, bro. You know, like, what? Like, go fuck yourself. Like, so I had to, like, tweet, and I was like, I thought it was a pretty funny tweet. I was like, you could thank at so-and-so mm-hmm. for me not fucking you guys anymore.
Now I'm no longer doing that
now
shit.
Now I'm long. No, but after that, I never, ever messed around with anybody after a show. It really creeped me out.
Well, because you don't know. And
I'd rather just jerk off.
It's so much easier,
right?
You get you get older, and you jerk off, and you're like, oh, I can just go to bed now. I don't have to have any awkward conversation. Yeah. I don't have to like.
I don't have to watch Pretty Little Liars. This is great.
Hey, how dare you talk
that
bad
show's
about Pretty
actually
Little
not
Liars?
That bad.
Exactly. I will defend Pretty Little Liars. You son of a
would
bitch.
You be
on, would you be on that show?
Totally, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely. Why wouldn't you? It's Pretty Little Liars.
I mean, when you put it that way.
Yeah. Yo, so what was touring with Nick Cannon like?
That was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was cool.
People come out to see him?
Yeah, he sells out. He's fun to work with, man. He's a really cool dude to talk to because he just does everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows everything about everything because he does literally, he has so many jobs.
I was just going to say, those are cool guys. Like, you wouldn't think, like, people that are like... Oh, Nick Cannon wilding out. Sure, man. Also hosted everything.
Hosted
also
everything.
Also fucking raps. Been in movies.
Like, owns Nickelodeon.
Yeah, dude.
Runs Teen Nick.
Does he really?
Yeah, he runs Teen Nick. He has his own headphones.
Is Teen Nick called... Is it because of
Nick
Cannon?
It's his channel.
Wait a minute. Is Nickelodeon...
He will own Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Dave,
in
my
10
roommate,
years.
Just did a mime drum solo to remind me that Nick Cannon was in one of the best musical films of all time.
Of all time. Yeah, man.
What?
Wait, Nickelodeon. Wait, let me just clear something up here. Nickelodeon isn't called that because of Nick Cannon.
No, but okay. He runs Teen Nick.
Okay.
Like, here's what he does.
This is why we played a game called What Would Adam Believe? Because this fucker believes.
We used to play a game.
He also hangs out with Jesus. No.
Again,
him
I
and
wish...
Jesus are pretty tight.
Well, trick question. Nick Cannon is Jesus.
Wow.
I just blew your fucking mind.
Wow. That's like a Finkel is Einhorn, Ace Ventura type. Cannon is Jesus. Jesus is Cannon. He's a cool guy. America's Got Talent. He's talked to you about that shit.
Great guy. Well, I auditioned for America's Got Talent 6 months before I met him, and I didn't get it. And he was just like I think it would have been bad if I got on that show. Because I was 16, and it would have just been cute.
Yeah,
for sure. And also, if you did get a lot of shit from that, like, what are you supposed to do? What are they going to put you in comedy clubs at 16?
Yeah. No. So I was really happy.
And you've been doing stand-up for what?
A month.
A month. Yeah, exactly. You don't have...
But
jokes
I had the confidence of a veteran. Bombed with confidence. I would be like, you know, moms.
Let
moms
me tell
are
you,
so
Brad,
crazy.
I had the swagger of a 32-year-old.
Yeah, man. I was killing it out there.
You have always been a pretty confident dude, though, yeah?
No, on stage, yes.
Okay.
In real life, I'm very insecure, and I don't like myself. But on stage, I could do it. Like, yeah. That's the only time I feel...
Which is so crazy, because I haven't met one person who doesn't like Pete Davidson.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Thank you.
Just
I needed
blew,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about Brad and I, but, like,
yeah.
That's it.
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, we're pretty tight.
In this room. Everybody in this room likes me.
There you go. Batting 1,000 at this point. But, like, but you have to acknowledge that... Your rise happened very quickly, like
yeah.
Still rising,
yeah,
and you're
like a loaf
out.
Of hollow. So the Pete Davidson era is over.
Oh yeah, I like to think that
you're turning 21. It's on the way out. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fucking cute. Teenage dreams are fucking done.
I love it. Do you have his Kimmel thing?
Oh yeah.
Tell me about doing Kimmel real quick as he pulled up, because your opening bit is just yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a great... you want to be personal in your opening shit, and this is a great insight to who you are.
Yay!
Hilarious, by the way.
How are you guys?
Thank you.
Cool. I wish I could say the same. I'm not very happy. I just moved out of my mom's house, and I just turned 20, and it's over. I'm not
so funny,
it.
Man. You know what? That's because that's
it's
like
honest.
So. Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah, I'm dumb, man.
And what are you gonna say, dude? That's why. Also, too, because your shit at this age is very sharp. Like it's very, and it's. You know, anytime you hear of any person under the age of 25 doing stand-up, you're like, well, what are they going to talk about, you know?
It's still dick jokes, but it's just a smart take.
Yeah, man, but, like, you're locked into, like, you have, you know, you're doing it, we're doing it nonstop to try to get to a point where our point of view is, like, really sharp, but it's like, you've honed in on yours quicker than, and that's why your people are responding. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I could say that.
Now, have there been guys that you started, like, did you start with anyone? Like, that was also 16, 17, 18?
No. I actually started with a 42-year-old man.
Okay. We'll be right back.
All right. Dateline NBC.
Go ahead and find out if we can legally talk about this.
We used to take the bus together. Yeah, it was my nephew. We used to.
Dan's is back.
I used to take the kids to the city. We just signed up to open mics, and I told them. It was pretty funny. All the way home, I would touch his dick.
42. Was this guy a comic or just
yeah,
like...
he's actually somebody that actually through a bunch of people knew my dad. Not well, but yeah. Like knew him.
Yeah.
So it was, I felt comfortable. He took me out to open mics. He just showed me how to go to the city and sign up. And shit like that. And then I just took it from there, and I did open mics for like 2 years.
Yeah, because at that age, there's no comedy fucking... First of all, there's no comedy coach. There's no comedy, like, yeah. You know, you don't just get a mentor by showing up at a club in like a Big Brother program where they're like, hey, here's Louis C.K. He's going to be showing you how to stand for the next
yeah,
3 months.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's just like, hey, here's some other guy you don't know.
Yep.
That's going to fucking tell you how to do all this
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
because
yeah.
He's been doing it for 10 years and you still don't know who he is.
Sure.
You know how many people there are? Like, there's so many comedians. I didn't know that. I literally thought there was like 35
dude,
comedians.
This next season of House Party that we, you know, it was just down in New Orleans for there. I met, we were just talking about Mateo, what's his name?
Mateo Lane.
Yeah.
Mateo Lane.
Yeah, that's singing the opera up top, yeah. Right? That's going to be his.
He's
he does
great.
That, he's
he has hilarious. A great voice, too.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Other New York guys. There's a guy, something McCarver, Jack McCarver.
My boy Monroe.
Monroe, yep.
He's
hilarious.
Great.
Yep.
He's so fun.
Great dude. Yeah, crushed.
Fucking cool dude.
Who else, man?
Oh, Christian Ramirez.
Yep.
He's cool.
Very funny.
Yeah,
it was great, but it was great because I seeing all these guys. I was like, they're in New York. That's why I don't know them.
Yeah,
I'm out there a lot.
There's so many of them. Like, I pretty much know. There's like a. I feel like there's a smaller clique.
Of course, once you get into the club of working comics, you're like, oh, it's pretty, you know.
Yeah, there's a crapload of open micers, and they're all doing it. But
yeah, but they're all like doing music too. Like it's very weird.
There's more comics who are doing who are like do stand up like every.
It's just like pick
3 months,
fucking thing.
And then they also dance.
Pick one fucking thing to suck at. Like why are you doing three different things?
Talking shit from the 20-year-old. Pick one and just suck at it.
It just makes me furious when they're like, I'm gonna do like 5 minutes and then play. Bunch of songs and then do another 5 and then I could do in person. I'm like, what
would you ever be the music guy?
I would do, but I would only do music. I wouldn't mix it.
Yeah.
Like, I would either do funny music, or but I wouldn't throw stand-up in the middle of my funny music. It's just like, pick one, dude. Like, what am I here for?
Yeah, yeah. Oprah would just interview people. She would interview and then be like, and now I'm going to tap dance.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she knew her strength. she
Yo, who does Oprah fuck?
That's a good
why
question.
Has nobody?
Why is that not a game show?
Why has nobody?
Ladies and gentlemen, come on back to Who Does Oprah Fuck?
And it's just a bunch of guys.
Oh, what?
Right. It's a bunch of guys who kind of know her, and they interview them and they ask them questions. Be like, who do you think Oprah fucks? And they're like, and there's this guy who used to bring a pizza every couple weeks. He seemed like he, but I don't know. I don't know. And they ask the next guy. He's like, I don't know either. All right, great. Like every episode.
I think she fucks alien. Like she's an alien.
I think the whole like Gail and her like lesbian thing, I think that's got to be pretty accurate.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't. Well, hey, we met Gail when we were at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Brad went to the Super Bowl in New York this past year.
And
Gail was in line, and I go, hey, Brad, that's Gail. And he goes, who?
A what?
No, I high-fived Gail.
Yeah.
And then I high-fived her, and then I smell my fingers. I'm like, this hand.
This is close. Wait,
is this hand. This is close. I'm going to get to Oprah pussy.
Downtown area.
I bet Oprah's pussy just smells like Mentos or something. Like, just something, like, really positive.
It's got to smell, something positive.
Just like,
she has a very positive cunt.
Sure. She's got to take care of it.
Right?
You take a sniff, you're like, I feel good about today.
Yeah, like, I want to, like, light it as a candle.
Also, hilarious.
Oprah's pussy.
Oprah's pussy should be a candle or a type of weed.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, man. You gotta go get high on this new shit. It's called Oprah pussy.
Yeah.
You like, cause here's what happened. You take one hit, a
and everybody
Oprah
gets
pussy,
skateboards.
No, and everybody gets fucking skateboards. What I told
you. Know, I used to give kids skateboards when I used to bend them over and fuck them.
Oh God, fucking. Why is that so funny?
I enjoy taking underage children to get tattoos. My name's Tony Danza, the pedophile.
Now, like, were you intimidated? All like always being like the young kid hanging out with 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. Like,
I would feel weird because it was the first. Like, I didn't know how to hang out. I didn't have friends to begin with, so I didn't even know how to. And I'm like, these guys don't want to talk to me. And if they do, that's kind of weird. You
right, because then they're talking to an 18-year-old.
Yeah, but then I was 60. So, like, you know, eventually you weed out. It's like anything. You weed out people who you know are cool, and then, you know.
But I also think that with comics, and tell me if this is the same for you, like, if someone comes up to me after a show and they start talking to me, there's kind of like the shields up, and I'm kind of just making polite conversation.
Right.
But if they walk up and say, hey, man, saw your show, I'm a comic, too. Oh, fuck. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, shields that. Like, I'll immediately start talking to a person.
Yeah.
And I'll immediately, like, engage them more because I'm like, okay, we share this.
Yeah.
We're both sick enough in the head to be able to walk up on stage and be like, yeah, I'm funnier than every fucker
absolutely.
In this room.
I think it's easier to talk to comics than anything else.
Yeah, so
everybody's fucked up. So
yeah.
It's just like, you have something terrible going on in your life, too. You know?
It's like, oh, we all need to just hug each other for a while. Now, did you ever see any like resentment of older comics? Like, this fucker got famous too quick. He got spots too quick.
No, a lot of them joke about it as a joke. Like,
right.
If I like do a like I, but I appreciate that. Like, you know, like, well, like somebody the other day I did a joke and it bombed, and he goes, I guess your industry heat thought it would translate to stage. And that's fucking hilarious.
It is.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, I don't care. You know, like,
right.
You know, I feel like in New York, a lot of people, if you don't get shit on, they don't like you.
Right.
You know, so it's like, you know, nobody really is mean.
Yeah. I mean, they're just trying to include you, and they're trying to see if you can hang.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the best parts about performing at the Comedy Store is just that parking lot. And you hang out in the parking lot and
ripping on people
and just ball busting the entire time. And you're at the Cellar, right?
Right. Oh, it's very,
How is that club?
It's amazing.
I mean, I've been to it a bunch, and then obviously the way it's
that and the stand
on
are the two best clubs in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're just, you know, the food's also great both places. And it's like
that's a big deal at a comedy club. It, like, that's what puts it over the top for comics.
It's like we can hang out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could go upstairs.
Because that's because let's be honest, like, that's our hangout.
Like some people just go to those clubs to eat and hang out.
Right.
Some people don't even go downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach here, and they feed any comic that shows up. You just walk up to him, a comic, and then they give you a damn meal.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I pop in on a Sunday night and I'll work out my material for the year. Well, when I had the Tonight Show, I'd work out my material. And Pete, you never came on the show.
Jay Leno. That's a good Jay Leno.
You never came on the show. You know, the Google Dolph are coming up next. And Pete, comedian.
I don't like Jay Leno. I have the worst Tony Danza ever. That's why
it sounds like
so
you're
funny.
Squeezing out
but you
shit
commit
the
to
time.
It.
Yeah, commit to my shitty old.
Listen. Trust me, you're talking to the king of shitty impressions that I just commit to. Like, I have the worst Chewbacca of all time. But see, that's better than my Chewbacca. Yeah. My Chewbacca's, that's my fucking Chewbacca.
The fuck was that? By the way, that's how Brad comes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm gonna. That is how it works.
What if Jay Leno had you on and was like, coming up next is comedic kid Pete Davidson. Would you walk off stage?
I would probably call him an asshole. I would be mad. I'd be like, thanks, you fucking not
Conan. Can you imagine? Yeah. You not Conan.
Thank you, third choice.
Dude, if you walked out to that, that'd be the greatest. That late night set would go viral.
Dude, I was my goal to like get a Leno and just be like, mm-hmm. Well, this wasn't my first choice, everybody. But sometimes you don't always get lucky.
What does Pete Davidson at 20 years old want out of his career? Or do you even...
I
want it all, right? At this point, you're just like, I want to work. I want to keep getting better.
I just want to be happy and do cool shit that I like to do. I don't want to do anything I don't want to do,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, no, and we were talking before the show, and you told us you've actually turned stuff down because you're just like, it's not the right fit. You don't have to say what, but...
Yeah, I've turned down a couple things. It's just like... It's hard to... Like, when I first started doing comedy, that was not what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, if you just as long as you're funny and you keep working, like you'll be able to do what you really want.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's really what it was. It wasn't even like I hated those shows. I was just
right.
Like, for me, it totally doesn't make sense.
The best, some of the best times, the best like moment of my career was when I realized that I could turn shit down.
Yeah, like, it's a weird feeling because at first, because you're like, all right, I just turned this down, and then I'm like, but what am I really doing? Like, you know what I mean? So it's just a fucking...
Yeah, when you know you can turn stuff down and you're not going to be struggling for food or rent or whatever, that's a great feeling.
You know,
there you go.
If all goes bad, I just have to wait for my mom to die and then I'll be okay. Because then I get the house, I'll sell that, you know.
Yeah. Do you want to live in like a big... do you have like crazy financial fantasies?
No.
I want to be rich enough so I can have like Papa Shots in one room, Papa Shot basketball hoops in one room. I want to have a shuffleboard table. I want to have... a water slide that comes out of...
You want to be Russell Peters. Okay, so...
Or you ever see that movie Blank Check?
I was about to say that. Blank Check.
Old reference I won't get.
Yeah.
The Disney movie that came out probably before you were born.
Yeah, where a guy...
Really? That's fucking... No,
a guy runs over... Oh, wait,
He's not 20 years old.
I'll get the name released.
This kid basically gets hit by a car... And the guy writes him a check, but he's like so cautious of like getting caught by the cops that he like signs his name before he even writes the amount. Whoa, we've got ourselves a movie. And then
1994, 20 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And what did he...
Yo, Blank Check. Happy birthday to Blank Check and Pete Davidson. Every time I wish you happy birthday, I'm going to coincide.
I'll be 21 in 5 months, you guys.
So will the movie Blank Check.
My career will be over.
Release date of Blank Check was February 11th, 1994.
Yo, Pete, you should fucking do the remake. That's been enough time.
I know, right?
So basically, the kid gets a blank check, right? And then he just looks at it, and he's like, holy shit, there's no amount. So he writes it for $1 million. He has, like, a fucking Macintosh computer. He's a brainiac kid. He makes it, like, an official check, cashes it for $1 million, buys a mansion, has a water slide coming out of his bedroom into the pool. That's why I want that shit.
Which, even at that age, I was
hires a fucking limo driver who always has ice cream in the back seat.
Here's what I want.
Yo, man. And you know who straight up played the limo driver?
Tone Loc,
buddy. Tone Loc was it.
Tone was like, yo, if you let me be your limo driver.
Are you sure it wasn't Tony Danza? Love driving the kids. Got ice cream in the back.
Tone Loc's like, if you let me drive that limo, I'll give you ice cream every day for a year. Psych. So what?
What do I want? Yeah. I want like a condo.
Shoe. Do you want a Pete Davidson shoe or a Pete Davidson?
I want a condo with 3 rooms.
Petey Flakes. You don't want that cereal?
No. I want. You know what I want? I want. I want like Jordan to be like, you know, hey man, wear these, and I'm just like, all right, dude. I want that. I want to hang out with rappers.
Okay.
And wear a chain with them.
And have it not look awkward.
And have it not look weird, but like everybody would be like, Pete's kind of pulling that off right now. And I want that to happen. I want to have like 2 really cool cars.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing for my mom and sister. That's great. I'm not going to give them anything.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. I would probably
keep humble.
I would make my goal is to like have my mom not have to work.
Yeah.
There you go.
What does she do?
She's a nurse, which so she doesn't really do anything anyway. But like it's
slap the
school
face
nurse.
The entire...
School nurse.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, dude. She sits there and goes on Facebook. Like, give me a fucking break and gives Band-Aids out.
She deals with kids like me that would come in and were like, when you had to do the day where they weighed you and took your height. I was like, yo, can you just weigh me after the other kids?
Yeah. No, my mom.
I want them to see this shit.
I don't want her because she'll listen to this. I'm kidding, mom. She'll really listen to this.
All right, maybe we'll cut out some of the Danza shit then.
No, the Danza shit's hilarious. Okay. That's what's carrying me. I'm bombing miserably.
Yeah, but Danza might come on this podcast, and if he listens to past episodes.
Yeah.
What is he going to do? What is he going to do?
Not have you on when he brings back his talk show.
I have a game show now.
Would you ever host?
What?
Brad, you're on point with the sound.
No,
I love that.
Waiting.
I mean, yeah.
Well, because I have one fucking button. I'm not Bald Brian from the damn Adam Carolla show with 22,000 drops.
Let me ask you this, Pete. Have you? Because Brad and I talked about this on the. We just had Dion Cole on the podcast, and it came to our attention.
By the way, the coolest person.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. He's so cool.
He's the coolest.
He's like I'm like sponsored by Jack Daniels, cool. Like the commercial. Where I know. You just walk up to
he's
a glass in a suit.
Yeah, dude.
He has that.
Like, his voice is the coolest. Yeah. He's also the coolest,
and he's hilarious.
He's really, really
I love the
fun.
Fact that he was in this room talking about you guys stay humble, you guys stay humble, and then we said goodbye to him, walked outside, hopped into a Bentley convertible. You're like, oh yeah, real fucking.
It was amazing.
Dion.
It was amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, well, you got to treat yourself.
Exactly. I'm not hating on him. I love that.
But I told him, I go, Brad. I go, Dion. Had you ever met a little person before, Brad? And he was like, no. And I was like, I told him the first time I met him, generally in my head, I was like, oh, cool. At some point, I'm going to get to meet Willow. And Brad goes, hey, man, just because we're buddies, I can't let you into all the meetings right off the bat. Like, you're not going to get to meet everybody. So I was curious.
Willow? I know him.
Wait a minute. Pete's 20.
Oh, he doesn't know Willow.
This is an incredible moment right now.
You guys are
Whoa.
Willow Smith?
Oh my God! What?
I said Willow Smith as a joke, but
what kind? Tiger shark.
What kind of Willow?
A what?
Dude, that's what just went through my head. Yo, that's
you
incredible.
Think Willow is Willow Smith?
That's such a generation.
I whip my hair back and forth.
No, man.
No.
Hey, Peck, Mad Mardigan.
Yeah, that's Willow.
A what?
Is.
I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
I feel old.
Are there any movies that you have gone back to? Well, Jaws. You love Jaws, but you haven't seen Willow. I find this very difficult to comprehend.
Jaws is about a shark.
Willow is about a crime-fighting midget. How do you not watch Willow?
Yeah.
Because it's about a crime-fighting midget. Like, no offense, Brad. I hope you get that one day. But I would never go watch it.
Oh, Brad's doing the Willow remake.
And I'm doing it, man. I'm gonna beat Peter Dinklage out for that role, you son of a bitch.
It's called Billow.
It's called Billow. Why not? Let's do it.
Wait, Brad Willow. Billow.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Brillo.
You would do that, right?
Brillo.
Fuck yes, I would do it.
Fuck yeah, you would.
And I think it's about time they rebound.
Why are you not in Game of Thrones?
Why am I not in Game of Thrones? Let's make this about me now, Pete Davidson. Fuck are my shortcomings in my career. I'm not. You can't have one other midget. You have 9,000 whores in that show. Every show, new whore. You can't switch out the midgets every now and then. Fuck you. Fuck you, R.R. Tolkien, or whatever the fuck your name is.
R.R. Tolkien.
Didn't he write it?
The Lord of the Rings
guy? Who's never read a book.
R.R. Tolkien.
R.R. Tolkien?
That guy. Oh, R.R. Martin. George R.R. Martin. Yeah, that guy. Fuck that guy.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He doesn't put other midgets in his damn thing. There can't
fucking
be one. There
piece
can't
of
be
shit.
One. You can't.
I'm going to start a campaign.
You better.
A Kickstarter?
Kickstarter. Let's get Brad in the next Santa movie.
Yes.
He would crush it. Brad's a great actor.
He would murder.
Yeah. I would go what?
Dude, Bad Santa 4 or whatever fucking.
I'm stealing Tony Cox's bitches. That's what I'm doing.
I don't know who these midgets
Who's
are.
Tony? That's the black midget in Bad Santa. God damn it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There's like four of them. Like,
I know. You can't know them?
Your delivery, by the way, I don't know who these midgets are. That was like Sam Jackson on a plane that got hijacked by midgets, and he's sitting there being like, I don't know who these midgets are.
I'm tired of all these motherfucking midgets on this motherfucking plane.
They all of a sudden start coming out from where you store your luggage.
Fall out of the bin. The doors open up, and along with oxygen masks, just midgets just come down.
Who's taking over?
That horror movie. Happening.
Oh, dude.
Pete Davidson, you're going to be the pilot on that one, motherfucker.
Hey, what are you going to do? There's a couple of midgets on the plane. My Twitter is at Pete Davidson. My Instagram is at Pete Davidson Comedy.
What are you Instagram of?
Just pictures of shoes.
Who are you, Scottie Pippen's assistant?
if you like shoes.
No, I just pictures of shoes and like selfies of me when I'm high enough to take a selfie. Because right. I can't take selfies unless I'm high, you know, because I can't be a sober person.
For
you
sure.
You know? Yeah, but if I'm high, I'm like,
selfies.
Yeah. So
there you go.
That's it, man.
You grew up in the, you know what's crazy? You grew up in the non-Willow age, and you grew up in the selfie age.
Yes.
Oh, that just felt old right now.
Do you feel like a representative for your generation because you're a comic?
No, I don't want any responsibility at all. I really don't know what I'm doing.
Do you like the Charles Barkley of comedy?
You guys got to understand, I don't know anything.
He doesn't know that reference.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you know who Charles Barkley is?
Charles Barkley is...
oh, man. You know what? I just created a new game.
He has shoes.
Does Pete Davidson know who this is?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's rattle off five of them.
Yeah, let's rattle. Here we go. Okay. Before we close out, this is going to be a great way to hit it. All right. Here we go. Let's do athletes, musicians, and then movie stars.
Okay. The band, the group All for One.
Oh, God. No. He's just shaking.
Oh, he doesn't know All for One.
So the song, I swim by the moon and the stars in the skies.
No.
Oh,
that was really nice. Can you do that again?
All right.
Adam, you got one.
All right, an athlete.
Athletes, I should know.
What's that?
I think I should know this one.
An athlete?
Yeah.
Because you're a big sports fan.
I love sports.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I loved your tweet about Kevin Durant, by the way. You were like, hey, at least he had that sweet moment with his mom earlier in the year after they lost.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Talk
dude.
Shit, buddy.
Big fan of that. Because also, Durant, they used to be the Sonics. That's where I'm from. I saw him play for a year and then play there. So I want them to lose.
He played 1 year on the Sonics?
Yeah. I want them to lose in heartbreaking fashion every year.
Right.
So that the people of Oklahoma can see what it felt like.
Sonics is such a much cooler name. Than
yes, dude. And a much
OKC
cooler city.
Thunder.
Anyway.
All right. Adam Ray going to be playing OKC next weekend. Bring your razor blades.
Oh, if I was doing stand-up there?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Ricky Henderson.
Wait. it's a baseball player.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. What is he known for?
Does he make a lot of cool catches?
I mean, there was a part of it. He was a stolen base. He's like the all-time stolen base.
Oh, okay. Alfonso Soriano's kind of the stolen base guy.
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
Yeah, so he's that old generation, our generation.
Brad, give him an actor.
All right. Actor. Actor from.
But you can't go from like the 80s. You have to. It's got to be
Tom Selleck.
Okay.
Hey, the fact that you know
Quigley Down Under, man. Magnum.
Pretty game.
Nice.
Higgins.
Sorry. That was the best.
I got one for
hat trick of Tom Selleck. Wait, what is this? Dave, my roommate has just brought out
a bat,
a Ricky Henderson bat,
signed by Ricky Henderson.
Holy shit!
Wow,
in mint condition.
All right.
Wow, this is the first time anybody has cared about Ricky Henderson in this house. Otherwise, you would have known that he would have been like my roommate has a Ricky Henderson bat.
He's got a lot of amazing paraphernalia.
He played for Oakland.
I didn't know you had a Henderson bat, Dave. That's incredible.
Hey, now you know what to reach for when someone breaks in.
All right, now if I can just give Pete
I'm going to give him an actor.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think if we can give him anything else he could care to give two shits about.
All right.
This bat, did you feel any sort of history holding this bat?
No, I felt tired.
give him an actor.
All right. My arm hurts.
Emilio Estevez.
Yes.
I know. Okay. Name a movie or two that he's been in.
Mighty Ducks.
Okay. You know there you go.
Wow.
Quack.
Credibility. Quack. Credibility.
Quack.
Hey, look, with the kids, quack.
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 Quack. Quack. Quack.
Oh, it's
quack.
So cute
quack.
When he does
quack.
That.
Quack. 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 Quack.
Go.
Follow Pete Davidson on Twitter. I love that you said it's so cute when Brad does it.
I got tiny arms. What can
it's
I
so
say?
So cute.
Wait, we got, there's got to be one more. I mean, he got that, but we got to go out on one that he doesn't know.
Okay.
A band. Give me another band. The Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, I know who they are.
Okay.
he said that
by
was
the way,
swag.
You said that as if you were entering. That was the password for a club that you needed to enter. They're like, do you know who the Goo Goo Dolls are? By the way, Tony Danza is bounces at this club. He goes, do you know the Goo Goo Dolls? Do you want entrance into Danza's? And they go, yeah. He goes, all right. Do you know who the Goo Goo Dolls are? And Pete goes,
yeah, I know who they are.
That's all you need to say.
The eye thing slides shut. The door opens.
Welcome to dance. Are you 16 and under?
And you walk through a
photo.
There's
balloons on the floor. Wait. Cotton candy on the windows. It's a great place to bring your kid.
And you walk through a photo cut out of Jonathan. You walk through him.
Pete, thank you so much for being here, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.